all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Coming up next, Sorachu.
Elfie, now that we're friends, I've decided to make you my new project.
You really don't have to do that.
I know. That's what makes me so nice. Whenever I see someone less fortunate than I, and let's face it, who isn't less fortunate than I? My tender heart tends to start to bleed. And when someone needs a makeover, I simply have to take over. I know exactly what they need. And even in your case, though it's the toughest case I've yet to face, don't worry, I'm determined to succeed. Follow my lead, and yes, indeed, you will be popular. You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper ploys when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt and flounce. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair, everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good at sports. Know the slang you've got to know. So let's start, 'cause you've got an awfully long way to go. My frank analysis, think of it as personality dialysis. That I'd have chosen to become a palimpsest or an advisor. There's nobody wiser, not when it comes to popular. I know about popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be instead of dreary who you were, well, are. There's nothing that can stop you from becoming popular. Lar. About aptitude, it's the way you're viewed, so it's very shrewd to be very, very popular like me. Why, Miss Elphaba, look at you. You're beautiful.
I have to go.
You're welcome.
And though you protest your disinterest, I know clandestinely you're gonna grin and bear it, your newfound popularity. La 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 la, you'll be popular, just not quite as popular.
And that was Sorachu singing Popular from Wicked, based on the book by Gregory Maguire, which is also based on Wizard of Oz.
Woo!
That's a mouthful.
Woo! Oh, I can go along if I wanted.
Was that show popular?
Haha. Lol, I see what you did there.
See what I did there? Yeah.
You see, I can't pull that kind of stuff.
Apparently neither can I tonight, so it's okay.
Well, for me, this is a little nostalgic because the website that I know Storchu from, she actually did it before. So, I'm, like, all nostalgic about it. But, yeah, that aside, let's see my notes. I don't know how you were trying to interpret Glinda on this, but at the intro, she sounded a bit whiny. And then as the singing went on, I don't know if it was just me, but I heard, like, a few timing issues. Did y'all have that, or is that just me?
No, I'll talk about it when it gets to my
Okay. All right. Overall, I think it needed more character. Because you have a cute voice, but you just need more expression and emotion. And some of those laughs and everything kind of felt like they were just there because they're, like, in the original. But I probably would have liked it to have gone a little bit bigger with the character. Let's see. Watch diction with the consonants, because I tended to lose a few of those. Head voice notes, like at the end of the, where she skips.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Speaking of skips, Cell? Oh my god, we've lost her.
We've lost her.
We've lost her.
I'm still here, though. You can
see. You know what it was? Sora didn't like the critique, so she cast a spell on her and made her disappear. Be careful what you say, Rochelle.
I'll be careful.
Okay.
I'm looking. Should I go?
Go.
I guess we're waiting go. For Cell.
Her dog probably stepped on the mute button or something like that.
Yeah. Sora, you sounded really cute on this, but I agree with Cell. Like, I felt like it needed more character. Like, this is a huge character song. Like, it's definitely one of the biggest in this show. It's really cutesy, and I think you fit the character well. I think you just needed to play it up a little bit more. There's a couple bum notes here and there, but that wasn't as noticeable in any way. Overall, like, I thought this was good. I didn't think it was, like, the best thing I've ever heard you do, but I thought that, like, you still did a really good job. I just would have liked more character.
So your mic cut out for a second, and I thought, oh, my God, she's going down, too.
Oh, mine too.
For a second, I thought you were going out also, so I was like, all right, I won't give a critique.
Selena, when you started to say, like, when she's skipping.
Are you back, Sel? Oh,
okay, yes, I'm back. Okay. All right. So, yeah, so the whole skipping to head voice, I thought those notes needed to be stronger. I don't know how much that was recorded. I loved your Elphaba bit at the end. I liked how Glinda did sound a bit offended in response. And I had something about clandestinely. I don't know what I was supposed to write after that one. Because I remember something about how she's saying that little word section. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all my notes.
Okay, so, sir, you have a cute voice. And everybody keeps telling you that. So I think you've heard that probably ad infinitum here. My major issue with this song was it felt really rushed. The whole thing sort of felt like you were racing against the backtrack somehow. Like, and I think that might have been the timing stuff that Zell was noticing. Because it just, I felt you were so busy trying to keep up with the notes that there wasn't a chance to really necessarily get the character in. And every once in a while, you got to sneak some of it in. And I liked it when you did. The vocal differentiations in the talking part weren't working quite well for me. Sometimes if you're going to do two voices, it's best to sort of pan them. But it was just speaking, so it didn't really matter. The singing was more important. Overall, you sounded...
Reed knows about multiple voices.
I have multiple voices in my head all the time. they speak to me.
They speak to us.
Seeing the voices talk to me now, so I lost my thought. Overall, this was good. But I think with the pace of the song, it stole a little bit of your ability to make it, like, great. So, okay. Who's next?
Up next is Janie Girly 07.
Oh, you sure it's not Janie Girly 09? It has to be 07. Is that, like, 007?
Don't mess with me. I was about to go double check real quick.
I'm kidding. It's fine. Sorry. And stopping. Thank you.
Drip, drip, drop, little April shower, beating a tune as you fall all around. Drip, drip, drop, little April shower, what can compare with your beautiful sound? Beautiful sound, beautiful sound. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drip, drop, when the sky is cloudy, your beauty music will brighten the day. Drip, drip, drop, when the sky is cloudy, you come along with the song right away. Come with your beautiful music. Drip, drip, drop, little April shower, beating a tune as you fall all around. Drip, drip, drop, little April shower, what can compare with your beautiful sound? Drip, drip, drop, when the sky is cloudy, you come along. Troubles always seem to scatter. Chip, chip, drop, little angel shower, beating a tune as you fall all around. Chip, chip, drop, little angel shower, like a shower.
Janie, girlie.
Wait, we should harmonize our Janies. No,
Janie. Harmony or Shell doesn't exist. Occasionally, she comes out every so often, but not usually. So okay,
when the medicine wears off.
Janie, okay. So you did something sort of similar to this on that thing you do where you like did this like really short song that didn't really like show off anything. And I feel like this was kind of that all over again. Like this is like a super repetitive song. It was really short.
A super what song?
Repetitive.
Oh, repetitive. I thought you said putative and I didn't know what that meant.
No, no, repetitive. It's like a super repetitive song. And I don't know. I just felt like, it was like and some of the harmonies sounded not correct. And then you did like a key change and that sort of threw me off. And some of your higher notes sounded really strainy and like not very open. It was a weird submission for me. I didn't feel like I thought your voice sounded good and it was cool and I really wanted to like it, but then it just fell short for me. Yeah.
So it's at first it played and it played and it played and I was trying to figure out, okay, what's happening? And I thought maybe like something got messed up with your submission. And then the singing came in. I thought, okay, she's showing off her harmonies. And that was cool, except for the fact that some of them I agree with Rochelle. Some of them sounded off. Some of the higher chords just sounded. See, I don't even know how the song goes. So it just all I know is it just didn't. Some of them just didn't feel right. But it's totally cool that you do this because you know this is clearly a specialized thing that a lot of us don't do, or at least not to the degree that you do it. So I got why the song was short because you were sort of showing off the harmonies. But to quote Dylan, whenever you're going to do a song with harmonies, you're really doing like four submissions or more. So because if one line goes off, it can throw everything off. So you're always taking a risk while you're doing that. I applaud you for the harmony effort and some of it sounded really cool. There's just some weird spots that were a little tricky.
Oh, my turn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was like some really nice, pretty moments on here. And like they also said there were some off harmonies. And for me, it started to get a little clony after a while. Like there were some parts that were actually clony for me.
Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. In a Bambi song.
In Bambi Star Wars.
Bambi Wars.
There you go.
But yeah, those are all my notes.
All right, who's next?
Up next is Lucidity.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
And you just can't hide it.
Poor Reed. He doesn't know what's coming.
I have no idea. but now I'm scared.
裏切りの夕焼 け焼き合いにからみつく汗を切り裂くようにしてマシンは叫ぶ歌うようにGrow up louder 無口な妖精はそこにいる Grow up louder 償いは砕けた愛のかけら朝日は昇る、yeah、昼の谷間今信じれば変わるのさ無意味じゃないあの夢をビビットはもういないデジャブのような毎日を解き放つようにマシンが駆け抜ける夜明けフェリーライン アクセル妖精は踏み込んだフェリーライン拭えない涙を流せないまま朝日は昇る、yeah!闇を抜けて今感じれば見えるのさ無意味じゃないあの明日朝日は昇る、yeah、水平線の今信じれば変わるのさ無意味じゃないあの怒り俺たちには見えてるものがあるきっと誰にも奪われないものがあるはずさ意味がないと思えることがあるきっとでも人はそこに必ずある無意味じゃないあの人が昇る、yeah、闇を抜けて今感じれば見えるのさ無意味じゃないあの明日朝日は昇る、yeah、水平線今信じれば変わるのさ無意味じゃないあの光
No, I
don't.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Hi, that was Hashito Watamaho by Lucidity. And that's it. I have no idea what to say. All right. I don't like. I don't automatically pin anything against songs that I don't have any clue what the hell you're saying, because you can spout gibberish, and as long as it sounds good, you know, there's just gibberish in a song, and you can call the song gibberish. But this was very Japanese in your face, and it just was a little screamy for me, not as musical as I guess I wanted it to be. You know, the funny thing was is that as he's singing this, I'm sort of picturing that whole anime thing where they do like that, the flashy, you know, have a seizure while you're watching it kind of lights, and the diagonal lights going back like you're like flying through a tunnel, like because everybody in Japan flies, so and the best part about any Japanese thing is the fact that you can leap 5,000 feet across the room, Yeah, okay, I have nothing else to add.
So, yeah. I got people. I love this show so much. So I kind of do know what's going on here. This was really great energy. And Rochelle actually mentioned this in chat, that you sound a lot like the original Theaterbrook people.
So yeah. Much.
So much, yeah.
Were they flying across the stage too? I'm sorry.
Well, there's vending machines being thrown. There's a Coke bottle being sprayed open. Am I thinking of the right opening?
Then you conveyed the right emotion.
But yeah,
I was raging.
There were a few of the harmonies that didn't blend well. Great energy, Epco effect. Yeah, that's all I have. I was like too fangirling about the song and source.
The echo effect was pretty cool.
Yeah, the echo was awesome.
Yeah. Rochelle?
Same with the stripes behind you. That was pretty cool, too.
I, like, really love this show and I love this song. Yeah, I thought you sounded a lot similar to the original guy. Like, he had that kind of, like, intense stuff and, like, that intense, like, strainy thing going on, which I thought you did a good job with. I did think it was a little bit too high for you in some places. However...
just the right amount of what the fuck.
Yeah, what the fuck. But it was still, like, really good. You had a ton of energy, which was great. I thought your backtrack was mixed a little too loud, but, you know, I still, like, enjoyed this a lot. I thought it was really fun, and I, like, love this song and this show. And I'm happy someone represented it and represented it well.
Yeah!
Should we ask Melly what she thinks? Is Melly even on?
What?
She's just...
Melly! Melly's back from rehearsal.
Melly's, like, sneakingly in this call.
I am. I've been listening and laughing.
So what trolling. A loser. What a troll.
Melly just got back from her rehearsal, so Melly doesn't think it's fair to jump in halfway through and score, but she can still have some fun.
I didn't listen.
Oh, you didn't listen?
I'm sure that...
What did you think about the epic Japanese fighting?
You know, it was, like, cool, and it made me really have, like, this big craving for rice. So I might go make it. Or they say rice. I don't know.
Sushi Wars.
Sushi Wars. The crap. That's a Russia next? Sushi is good for you.
Who's next?
Russian.
Who's next?
Up next is... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What the crap?
Hi.
It's Luna Prongs.
I feel you, Joanna. I feel you. I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily, I was mistaken, Joanna. I'll steal. Joanna, I'll steal you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you, buried sweetly in your yellow hair. I feel you, Joanna, and one day I'll steal you. Till I'm with you, then I'm with you there, sweetly buried in your yellow
hair. And that was Luna Prong singing Joanna from Sweeney Todd. based off of fairy tale folks, yada yada. Okay. First of all, welcome back.
Yay.
Tech problems can suck it. And yay for better quality.
Yay.
Okay.
Woo.
So I have to admit, this is like one of the few, like this is one of my lesser known Sweeney Todd songs for me. So I'm trying to be as accurate as I can be. I felt the song was a little low for you. Maybe if you pitched it up, it could have been a little better because I felt it needed a little more musicality when you for the really lower notes. But that's my only real nitpick. I think I heard some clicks or movement in the back. I don't know if that's the Skype or not. And that's all I really have. Rochelle?
Yeah, I also have not heard your voice either. This is so fun because I'm hearing all these new people tonight.
And you want to be best friends with all of them.
Yeah, it's true, Melly.
Oh my God, the two of you sound similar enough. It's like her alter ego.
This is why she's my replacement.
It's like her Canadian, or depending on who you're talking about.
Melly's gonna be like, kill them all.
I'm the real Rochelle.
Oh God, I'm a little scared.
Will the real Rochelle please stand up?
Yes.
Oh crap, my mic's already standing.
Shut up, Melly.
But I'm Rochelle.
Okay, move. Moving.
Okay, so let's see. Wait, are you guys still there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Including your alter ego. It just got really quiet for a second. Okay, so I've never heard you sing before, belly breathing. And this is, I was like, okay, so I was like, I'm excited because I haven't heard your voice. I think you have a really pretty tone. This was definitely too low for you, though. I wish you had, like, pitched the backtrack up just, like, a tiny bit or something because it definitely was pushing your, like, lower range. Like, you hit the notes. They were there, but it was, like, definitely in this sort of, like, almost talky part of your range.
Yeah.
So definitely be careful, like, when you're picking a song. Like, as much as you like a song or want to do a song, it might not be the right song for you. And I think that's kind of what happened here. I did like your voice a lot, though. I also felt, again, this was kind of short and repetitive, like similar to what I said on Janie's. Like, it didn't show off enough, but I felt like you had the emotion there. I just wish you had picked a longer song. But I love your voice so much, so.
Okay, so before I give my critique, this song is always kind of amusing to me because if you watch... I think, you know, on YouTube, like, they've recorded the entire show. You could watch the whole show, and I love Sweeney Todd. It's, like, one of my all-time favorite shows. So, this is one part where Anthony gets this ridiculous lisp when he gets all emotional. He's like, and one day I'll steal you. It's like watching Sylvester sing. it's like, suffering thuckatash. But, so, for me, I'm always, like, waiting for the lisp moment. I first of all, I just want to applaud you because, you know, here again, due to a communication mishap, you only heard about this, like, I don't know, 6 hours before the deadline. So it was I was happy to see your enthusiasm and happy to see you, you know, try and find something quickly to get in. Having said that, you should have picked a different song. This song was too low for you. I know that you say that you're an alto and that you do the lower parts, but you actually there's a part where your voice no longer has where it's just kind of gutturalizing. Melly, what did Zach used to call it? Do you know? Zach had a term for this, but
I don't remember.
Yeah, he did. He kept doing it on LVS. He kept talking about it.
Bottoming out is what I would call it personally.
Yeah, it just got to a point where there was no room for your voice to move. There was nothing. There was no place for your voice to do anything. So you basically lost all ability to emote anything at that point. I mean, nobody, when you're that far into the extreme ranges, nobody would be able to. And the song itself didn't have quite the emotion that it needed to, although I chalked that up a little bit to you rushing to try and meet the deadline. I agree with Rochelle. I wish she had pitched it up a little bit, but I really like your voice, so it's still nice to hear you sing. So, Melly, did you get a chance to listen to this, or are you just hanging out?
I didn't, but I love Luna / Jules because she is, like, such a trooper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, like, I wouldn't be putting this much work into anything on VH. I don't think I ever have, so, like, wow.
Oh, so here's
I like you.
So I got to tell you this funny story that she told me during the week was, you know, because I was trying to be encouraging for how, you know, how well she pushed through all that stuff. And she's like, well, you and Melly were like, stay on VH. And I was like, what's VH? Apparently, she wasn't even over here. Oh. So now she is.
Win. Okay, that works.
All right, who's next?
Up next is Valk's other favorite person.
Valk? Is Valk's other favorite person Valk?
Michelle is not a contestant.
I was about to say Michelle's other
Valk is in love with herself.
I would say Michelle's other favorite person.
Oh.
Awkward.
My favorite too.